Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend some time talking about Pisgah High School. My very special guest on the program is Jill Barker, the new principal at Pisgah High School. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Dr. Nolte.
If you heard a beep or two, that was me turning my ringer off on my phone. So just ignore that beep. Well, I've known you a long time, and over the last, 15 or 20 years, we've worked together, maybe seven of those years, maybe three or four when you were an assistant principal with me out at Bethel, and then the last 3 years, was it longer than that?
Seems like forever, Dr.
Yeah, but really not that long. And the last 3 years you were here as the AIG and Title I director, but everybody may not know you really, really well. I find that hard to believe, but they may not. Can you just tell folks a little bit about your background and experiences and related to education?
Yeah, Dr. Nolte, I'm born and raised in Haywood County and love Haywood County. Haywood County Schools, very proud of our school system. So, you know, my early career in education, I started out teaching high school, and I traveled with my husband. At the time, he was working for a company. We moved to several parts of the state, so I've taught at several different high schools, South Stanley High School, A.C. Reynolds High School, Eastern Randolph High School, so, and did come back and teach for a few years at Tuscola High School until you hired me to be your assistant principal. At the time, I was split between Bethel Elementary and Bethel Middle.
Mm-hmm. Daly.
Yes, and Mr. Daly.
Was the other principal.
Mm-hmm. We later became the principal of Bethel Elementary School and transitioned to Title I and AIG director after some great, powerful years at Bethel Elementary. Good people, great community, wonderful school there, and kids and parents. And so anyway, been with AIG and doing the Title I job for 3 years, enjoyed that, and now I'm in Black Bear Country.
That's right.
I love it.
Yeah, and she's actually smiling. I've told her for years she's a principal, you know, not that she can't do other things really, really well. She's modest, so I don't think she mentioned the fact that she was a teacher of the year at the high school level maybe a couple times, and she was a principal fellow, which is a pretty big deal and a good training program that was authorized and run by the state. But, you know, great experiences and backgrounds, and that's sort of a transition to the next thing we plan to talk about. And I think you think more about this if you work in a school system, but it's a little humbling, I think, to become a high school principal of a 1,000-student high school. That's not something that happens accidentally. Very few people have that opportunity. If you're a high school principal, in particular of a fairly large school, or you're a superintendent, you've had some really good experiences along the way that helped you get ready. Or maybe run, work with some people along the way that helped you get ready. And so can you talk about, just looking back on your career, some of the things that you think will help you as you move into that job at Pisgah?
Yeah, you know, when I wasn't working in Haywood County, my first teaching experiences weren't in Haywood County, as I mentioned earlier, but I had some great mentors there that really encouraged me at that time to get into a program. So when I did move back to Haywood County, I did that. You know, Buddy Chandler is a very strong mentor of mine. I love Mr. Chandler, and he taught me a lot in the time I was with him. I respect what he did at Tuscola High School. And after I started working with Dr. Bill and Tom Daly, I've learned so much from them, and just some really powerful experiences being split between an elementary and a middle school. And so they were very strong mentors of mine early in my career. Dr. Bill still is, my person I call, you know. I appreciate all he does.
I want to interrupt her and let her finish. I've told her not to do what I have done, just to listen to advice sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I interrupted
he
you.
Does do that. So we have it's a great working relationship. Dr. Garrett has given me so many opportunities in my career, and I love her, and I appreciate her confidence in me always. So, yeah, I think it's so important to have those good mentors, and I've been blessed with that.
Yeah,
you have. Very fortunate.
And elementary experience, middle school experience, high school experience, central office experience, just lots of good things to get you ready, you know, understanding everything from people and curriculum to budget and code numbers.
Yes.
Those are good experiences. You've been doing a lot of transition activities. You want to talk a little bit about what you've been doing to transition from AIG and Title I back to a principalship?
Yeah, you know, being in the principalship before, Dr. Beal, you realize your people are so important. The people you put in front of kids every day, that's what you know, ensures your children are getting the best education possible. It is the number one, I think, important thing a principal does, is getting the right people in front of children. I have spent a lot of time already. I can't tell you the interviews I've had in the, you know, the days I've been in here already, over probably 20 interviews trying to fill some key positions. So that's been taking my time. Also, just, you know, getting familiar with the campus and the management, you know, the organization of that, and just trying to get my feet on the ground with that. So that's, you know, and plus just moving. You know, I'm still in boxes and trying to work. And I interviewed somebody yesterday, and there was a bookcase, you know, in the middle of my office. I told them just, you know, it's more important to interview right now than to do those things. But just trying to get my feet on the ground. It's been a great few weeks so far.
Yeah, I've always appreciated that about you. You understand the value of the right person.
Absolutely.
May not be the smartest person or the best looking person or the person, certainly you want them to know about their subject area, but it's got to be the right person.
Yes.
And at Pisgah, that's a very special thing. We talked a little bit about those things, and I'll just add a couple things and maybe just ask you one more question, because we're getting, you know, toward the end of the program. But, you know, you've gotten some help along the way, too, which I think is really, really smart. I saw you interviewing math people with Knox Hardin. And,
yeah.
You know, a black bear who certainly really knows math. And I know you've had some conversations with different people in the community and different people on campus.
I've already met some, you know, Knox Hardin was a great math teacher. I'm at Pisgah High School, so, you know, I'm not the type of person that thinks I can do this by myself. It takes a lot of people to run any organization effectively and listen to those people. So she's been very helpful to me. Dr. Beal has sat down with me and went through a very big budget at Pisgah High School and, you know, a lot of different accounts, and it's a big school. So, you know, just understanding those line items, and I appreciate him doing that. So I actually met with a community member yesterday, Norman Long. It was so nice to meet you, Mr. Long. If you're listening, I appreciate all the Key Club has done. You know, when you've got people that come into your school in the community and run your concessions and want to do that, and he was just, you know, wanting to know if he had my permission to go get one free candy bars because he had found a sale. That's the kind of thing that's made Pisgah High School a great school.
Former teacher at Pisgah.
Absolutely.
Was a teacher when I was there as an assistant principal, and I would go to the concession stand during basketball games and get a Norman dog or a Larry dog.
Yes.
The Larry dog is Larry Poston, if he's listening. So anyway.
Yeah, another great one, Mr. Poston. So it's been great meeting all these people along the way. And, you know, just, yeah.
And so the last thing, just as we, you know, we're maybe under a minute left in the program, just things that are exciting to you or interesting to you as you've transitioned and you think about Pisgah and move in there, the things that you want to focus on and things that are just really exciting as you move into a new job.
I think the thing that's excited me the most is when I walked in, you hear all the time, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a mountaineer or a bear, but you hear that Pisgah and that community is very tight-knit, very family-oriented. Well, you know, that is the truth. And having spent 14 years in Bethel, I knew that. But when you go into that high school, you know, I can't say enough about the two ladies that are in that office right now, Sheila Jones and Darlene Deals. I mean, you're talking about people who are committed to their job and that school, and just very, very good at what they do and have embraced me. Also, the custodial staff who take pride. Go to that campus and look at that campus. They take pride in what they do. So that's what makes being a bear important. Okay. Traditions and great people, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you for being on. We're at the end of our allotted time. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.